Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Well, I can't. It's hard to top that. Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. That's our Brain Trust members sharing some of their best wishes with us as we celebrate our 20th anniversary. We're wrapping up the 20th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. Today is the day, 20 years ago today, right now, this very moment. I was on the air for the very first time in my life, and we've been syndicated. We were syndicated day one, and we've been syndicated ever since. And then, of course, in a couple of months after that, we started our simulcast. They didn't even call it a simulcast back in those days. But I'm considered one of the streaming internet simulcast streaming pioneers. Not too many people were doing it back in those days. In fact, I was one of the first, and maybe the last of the originals. I don't know, because some of the big guns back in those days weren't even simulcasting in those days. So anyway, I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So I promised you that I would talk a little bit about this digital leverage thing in the last segment. I was telling you that as technology has changed, has compounded, as it has in the last 20 years, it's taken our breath away. You know, you've heard me say this before, that change is not different. A wheel is just a computer is just a fancy wheel. But what has changed is the compression of the velocity of change is what's taken our breath away. The compression of time between one computer generation and the next computer generation. That's not the computer. That's not the breathtaking part. It's the time, the shortening of the time between one generation and the next one. And so that event, what I call the Great Compression, I've named it the Great Compression. I've just told it to you for the first time. It's in my book, this new book I'm working on. It'll be out next year. The Great Compression is doing something that's never happened before. Because it's being driven by digital leverage, it is having an effect, and not in a good way, on our ethics. And our ethics is having less than a proper effect on our digital leverage, and not in a good way. And by that I mean, all of the things that you and I have done, all the things we've learned to do, all the things that that cause us to behave ourselves in the marketplace, whether it be our good nature, our better angels, what we learned in Sunday school or in wherever we went to our faith, in our faith background, the Golden Rule, the Ten Commandments, laws, regulations, societal pressures, all those things that you and I have grown up with all of our lives, we take for granted because it's just part of us. We don't even, most of the time, we don't even think about it. When was the last time somebody had an ethical, there was a conversation about ethics in the marketplace that you had with your customers or with your friends? Somebody might have used the word, but when was the last time anybody had a long discussion? And there probably hasn't been. Hasn't been happening because we don't really think about it. We just do it. And we do it because it's the right thing to do. Or somebody doesn't do it. They breach ethics, right? They don't do something right. It's in the news all the time. And when they breach equilibrium, they have to pay, and then we put things back together. That's the way it's been for 10,000 years. But my friends, when we add digital leverage to our world, to the degree that we are right now, and as it continues to compound, as I said about Moore's Law, as it continues to compound, the great compression I talked about is going to get even greater. There's going to be even less time between models of computers and programs and different things. So What's that doing to our ethics? That's the question I want to kind of leave you with today. And we'll be talking about this more as I launch my book next year. I really want to ask people to start thinking about the difference between the analog ethics that got us here and the digital ethics that we're going to need to go forward. What are those going to look like? How do we implement those? How do we define them? Is trust going to make it to the finish line? How are we going to maintain the concept of trust, which today is more valuable than ever before? It's more important than ever before. Trust was there when Protomarket was born. 10,000 years later, it's still more important than ever before. But how does that work in a digital world? How does that work? And where is trust fit in with digital leverage? Can trust move fast enough to have an impact on digital leverage, to prevent fear and greed from breaching equilibrium when fear and greed is powered with digital leverage? How do we do that, my friends? These are the questions, and they're deep questions, and that's many people don't like to have deep discussions, but I'm telling you, folks, in our lifetime, we're going to have this conversation about the transition from our analog ethics to the digital world that we're continuing to enter. What are we going to do about it? What are digital ethics going to look like? How do we deal with this? And I'll tell you this one last thing. We will not be able to look to the government to solve these problems. We will have to do it ourselves. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.